כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So in this week's parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to be his shaliach and to turn to Bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, Moshe is deterred. He tries to get out of it and he says, I'll come to the Jewish people and they'll ask me, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's his name? What should I tell them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eheya Asher Eheya. And this is one of the Shemes HaKadoshim that is found one time in the entire Tanakh. It is the only Shem that we find only once. What is the meaning of this Shem? Different interpretations. Rashi, Ramban al Torah, Rambam, Moreh Nevuchim. Rashi actually defines A as a word. Eya imo em begolazu kishem she eya imo em begolias acheris. I will be with them in this golas, and I will be with them in all the future exiles. And Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked, and he says, "Why tell them that they're going to suffer again in the future? Isn't this enough pain? Why torment them and burden them with the knowledge that even after Geulas Mitzrayim, after the redemption, they will be going into Golas again? Why now?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "You're right. So use my shame only once. I will be with them, and I will bring them out of Mitzrayim, and they will be redeemed." That's Rashi. The Ramban brings an interpretation that it is Midikeneged Mido. I will be with them that like they will be with me. And the Ramban also quotes the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim, which is a profound pshat. According to the Rambam, this shem means, I shall be for I shall be. The most simple interpretation, translation of Eyashareh, which means, anything that exists in the cosmos and beyond exists because someone decided it should exist. It exists because someone decided there's a reason for it to be. There is only one thing that exists because it exists. Not because someone decided it should exist. It exists because it is inconceivable and impossible. It should not exist. And that is Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. Eheya asher eheya. I shall be for I shall be. I shall be because I am. I shall be because it is impossible and inconceivable. I shall not be. And that is the message Kodesh Baruch Hu conveys to the people. You could rely on me. I am the only thing that shall ever be, that shall ever was, that could exist, whose word is 100% reliable and definitive. The Rashbam offers an amazing pshat, and for some reason he codes it Baloshan Adbash, and he writes, Ein Megalan Ela Litznuim. I don't know what the Gevaldiga's secret is and why he saw it fitting to write and share this pshat in a code. But I'll share it with you because everybody could figure out Adbash. It's not that complicated. What the Rashbam says is, Eyeh and Yihyeh are actually the same word. When a person speaks about himself, he says, Ani Eyeh Sham, Ani Eyeh Gadol, Ani Eyeh Katan. When we speak about a third party, we say, Hu Yeh Sham, Hu Yeh Gadol, Hu Yeh Katan. So Eyeh and Yihyeh are the same word. It depends whom are you referring to. And then the Rishbam says, Shem Havaya Yudke Vovke Leosed Lova will be Yudke Yudke. And that is separate sugya. So Shem Eyeh is Shem Havaya. It's the same. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havaya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about himself, he says, my name is Aleph Hey and Yud Hey. It is only once in history that anybody dared to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's your name? Whoever asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's your name? It is only Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha that turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks, will you please tell me what's your name? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eya Asher Eya. And that is actually Shem Havaya. So according to the Rishbam, the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe Rabbeinu to convey is a message of Rachamim. Shem Havaya, as we all know, is the manifestation of ultimate Rachamim Shemayim. Elokim is din and Havaya is Rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys the message, Kol Di'oved Rachmana L'Tav Oved, I am with you in your pain, in your suffering, in your golas, and I will bring an end to it. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to tell Moshe, Koyseim Rebnei Yisrael Hashem Elokei Avseichem Elokei Avrom Elokei Yitzchok Elokei Yankov Nirav Elai Zesh Milionim Zesh Zichri L'Dor Yedor Koyseim L'Zikrei Yisrael Hashem Elokei Avseichem Elokei Avrom Elokei Yitzchok Nirav Elai Leimor Pokot Bekadet Yisrael Sos Elochem Mitzrayim Posik Tezvov and Tet Zayin. And there's a striking difference. Posik tezvav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyached shomu al kol echad mena oves befnei atzmo elakei Avrom, elakei Yitzchok velakei Yankov. The next posik is elakei Avrom, Yitzchok v'Yankov together, and why is that? Many years ago I said a pshat b'derech remez, b'derech pshat. It's not really pshat, b'derech drush and b'derech remez. Chazal tell a story, an amazing story about Metzia Pehei. Eliyahu Novi used to come every day to the yeshiva of Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to his chayil to learn. One day he didn't show up. Day later, when he comes, Rebbe asks him, where were you yesterday? I don't think any Rashiv and Yeshiva Gedolah today would dare to ask a bocha, where were you yesterday? Oh, he's going to get into trouble, that Rashiva. The boy just will turn around and ignore him, and he won't talk to him the next 6 months. He won't come to his shiurim. That's the spirit of our times. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a different type of Rosh Hashiva. And he asks Eliyahu HaNovi, where were you yesterday? And Eliyahu has an alibi. He has an excuse. He says, well, I have a job up in the heavens. Every day in the morning I wake up Avraham Avinu. I do Netilas Yadayim. I wash his hands. Negel Vasa. I set him up to daven. When he finishes davening, I put him back to sleep. I wake up Yitzchok. Netilas Yadayim. Tefillah. The same with Yankov. Was Rosh Chodesh yesterday? It's a long davening with Halal and Kriyas HaTorah, so couldn't make it to the yeshiva. Rabbi is insistent, and he asks Eliyahu HaNovi, why didn't you wake them all three up together, let them daven together, and you might make it in time to come to Kollel? And then Rabbi shares a secret. Eliyahu HaNovi shares a secret with the Rabbi, and he says, I don't have permission to let the three of them daven together, because when they will daven together, Mashiach will come. And the time has not yet come. So I can't set them up to daven together. When they will, that'll bring the Geula. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to bring the Geula yet. So these two psukim, Posik Tezvov refers to the Geula Shleima, regarding that Geula, it was Elakei Avrom Lachud, Elakei Yitzchak Lachud, and Elakei Yankov, each of them separate. Because we're not there yet. Posek Tezayin is Pokot Pekadat Yeschem Esa Osi Lachem B'Mitzrayim. Regarding this Geula, they daven together. And that is why Elakei Avrom Yitzchak V'Yankov. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys to Moshe, this Geula is oisgepoilt, munach bekufsa. The three of us daven together for Geulas Mitzrayim. And convey that message to Bnei Yisrael, you are redeemed. It'll take some time for the Eser Makos, but be confident, you are a redeemed people. Elokei Avrom Yitzchok V'Yankov, convey this message. Pokut Bekadat Yeschem Sos Elochem Mitzrayim. I don't know where Eliyahu HaNovi learns today, but I assume he still comes to the yeshiva. I don't think I saw him in my koil. Wherever he learns, let us hope that Rosh Chodesh Shvat Tovshim Pei Gemel, he should be able to make it to the yeshiva. He should be able to make it to Koil. He should already be given permission to set the three of us up together. They should daven together and daven at once. And we should be zoicha to a geulas oilam b'mehero.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111